Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Spend Time with God with your host, Cassandra Brand. Today we're giving prayer for destroying generational curses, and then we will continue to move on towards the bondage breaking prayer. We only have 15 minutes a day, so we just get straight into prayer. We also thank God, we worship Him, we praise Him, we adore Him, and all that good grace and mercy things. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross for our sins, and that God raised you from the dead and you ascended to heaven. Heavenly Father, we repent of any sins in our lives and in our ancestors' lives, going back 25 generations that have resulted in a curse or curses. We repent of all and any sins of not keeping your commandments, having other gods before you, making or buying images, bowing down to our serving images, for taking the Lord, our God's name in vain, for not observing and keeping holy and Sabbath day, not honoring our father or mother, murder, adultery, stealing, bearing false witnesses, coveting our neighbor's spouse, house, land, servants, or donkey, anything that is our neighbor's, not loving you with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, not loving our neighbors as ourselves, or not loving ourselves. We ask you for forgiveness, Lord, and cleaning through the blood of Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, according to 1 John 1:9, John 14:14. Heavenly Father, we repent all our sins, and we thank you for giving us, and we thank you for forgiving us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I now ask you to destroy all curses, generational curses, that have been placed on us, our spouse, and our children, including 10 generations. The bondage breaking prayer. Now, you listen to these words in here. If you know anyone, or if it's pertaining to yourself, just call the name out in the atmosphere. Amen. Lord Jesus, your word says that your anointing breaks and destroys all yokes of bondage. So I ask you now to cause your anointing to break and destroy any yokes of bondage, along with all their works, roots, tentacles, and links, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus. Deception, desires of this world, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, dissension, division, divination, doubt, egotism, envy, false burdens, fantasy, lust, fears, fornication, fretting, giving offense, gossip, greed, guilt, heartless, heaviness, hate, haughtiness, intolerance, irritation, jealous, being judgmental, laboring, lavishness, legalism, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, lust of the mind, lying, manipulation, misbelief, murder, plotting, deception, pride, provoking, railing, rebellion, resentment, restlessness, rigidity, rudeness, sexual idolatry, sexual immorality, sexual impurity, sexual perversion, selfishness, sinfulness, self-delusion, self-confusion, self-righteousness, self-condemnation, self-analysis, self-deception, self-pity, silence, strife, shame, slander, stiff neck, struggle, unbelief, uncleanness, unforgiveness, unsubmissiveness, vanity, worry, worldliness, wickedness, witchcraft, mischief, perfectionism, oppression, depression, frustration, addiction, dependency, and murmuring, complaining, all unrighteousness, then conscious, demon conscious, oh Jesus, that follow any way of mass sophistication or intellectualism. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give us deliverance from freedom from all these bondages in the name of Jesus, according to John 16:23. Yes, yes, yes. Let us lift up your hand. Yes. Where your help comes from. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Thank God for the air that you breathe. Thank God for the most important thing on this earth, and that is your air that you can breathe. And after you thank him for waking you up 6 feet over and not under, you walk in obedience. Line yourself up with the word. Line yourself up with this wheel. It's only a struggle when you go in the opposite way. It causes friction. By the name of Jesus, I bind all things, evil, wicked, demon, lion, and torment spirits and strong men, along with all their works, roots, fruits, tentacles, and links, including abandonment, abomination, abortion, abuse, accusation, accuser of the brethren, addiction, adultery, adulteress, lust, agitation, aggravation, alcoholism, analyst, anxiety, anger, anguish, animosity, being argumentative, arrogant, backbiting, bad attitude, bad language, belittling, bickering, bitterness, black magic, blasphemy, blindness, burden, boasting, brainwashing, cares and riches of this world. Yes, Lord. Complaining, covetousness, cursing, occultism, condemnation, confrontation, suspicion, attention, control. Deliverance, dominance, doubt, drug abuse, drug addiction, false passion, false responsibility, fault finding, fear of rejection, fear of man, fear of disapproval, fear of failure, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, fetish, fighting, fatigue. Deliverance. Deliver us from all these things, behaviors that has been called out to the atmosphere, and replace it with the guidance of the Holy, your Holy Spirit. Your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And to give us this day our daily bread, and to give us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory that is for yours forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hear this across the world. You may want to play this again and listen to the words that was called out. And thank God for deliverance. And after you thank him, go on to the next prayer. And watch how your day goes. And be sincere. Don't come to be no come because you're thirsty. And God said in his word that those that thirst after righteousness, they should be fulfilled. But righteousness, right standing with him, according to his word, his love and his purpose. Thank you for spending time. Be a very blessed and productive day. This is your host, Cassandra Green.
Oh, God, for you are mighty, Jesus. My name.